top stories on ABC News. More than 40 local government areas will each receive $1 million in fire funding as early as tomorrow. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says the money will come out of the already announced $2 billion recovery fund designed to support local communities rebuild. Mr. Morrison says large councils are likely to get more money based on need. Australia will continue its military mission in Iraq despite Iran's missile attacks on US bases in the country. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says Australia remains committed to countering Islamic State in Iraq, but will continue to closely monitor the situation. The National Security Committee of Cabinet met today to discuss the ongoing situation in the Middle East. The WA mining magnate Andrew Forrest has pledged $70 million to assist Australia's bushfire recovery effort. The owner of Fortescue Metals Group has committed $50 million of that amount towards a research and future bushfire prevention fund. Mr. Forrest says he'll organise for 1,250 volunteers to be deployed in New South Wales and Victoria to help with the recovery effort. And there's been a mixed reaction to the decision of Prince Harry and his wife Meghan to step back from their roles in the royal family. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex have announced plans to split their time between the UK and North America while working to become financially independent.